morning about tipping, bad tipping, the lowest tip that you can, the lowest you can go on a tip. You ever? What's the lowest tip you've ever left?
Can't remember.
You don't even remember? Have you ever punished somebody with a bad tip before?
Nope.
Yeah, I couldn't see you doing that. I'm really very rarely tip poorly. Really do. Even if the service is a little bit slow, you know, unless they're like snotty at me or something like that, then yeah, maybe you can change it a little bit. But for the most part, I try to be generous with stuff. Usually, I end up giving 20%. That's what I usually end up tipping. If it goes down to 15, that means that they probably were a little bit slow. And that, I'm probably being a little bit too generous there. Probably sometimes you might have to go down to 10 to make your point that, well, you got bad service or you're treated unfairly. So what do you think? The reason we talked about this was because my friend had this blog up on Friday. He still has it, and if you wanted to look at the entire discussion, you can go to thepruitt, PREWITT.com and see like his little comments area, and that's where the whole conversation happened. Apparently, it was his girlfriend that put the stop to any kind of decent tip. They had a $50 bill. They ended up leaving a dollar and some change. He protested, but ultimately, he failed. And so she was left with a dollar and some loose change on her $50 tab. On top of that, the waitress was pregnant. Whether or not you factor that into there, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, if you can tell they're trying and everything, then I'd say it's okay. They said the drinks took too long to get out to them. It took too long for the food to get out. I say that's a 2% tip, and that's a bit extreme. 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think about that bad tip?
Honestly, I think that half the people that have called in have no idea what it's like to be a waitress, because I am a waitress in Aggieville, and we have to wait on the bartenders to input our order in order for the cooks to get it. And so sometimes it's not even our fault that it's crappy service. And if they think that leaving a bad tip is going to get them good service next time, they're completely wrong, because guaranteed she's going to tell every single person that, I mean, they were really bad tippers. And so when you come in, if you thought you got bad service the first time, you're going to get really crappy service the second time.
Yeah, you're the second person to call us and say waitresses have a long memory on things like this.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep a grudge.
Well, what is a good tip to leave someone? Like, if you get bad service, legitimately bad service, it's not just the place being surprisingly packed, you get bad service, what is a good percentage to leave so that you still make your point, but you're not going to be remembered as just being a bad tipper?
I think that 10% is fair. You still, even though, you know, your food bill was high and everything, you still used her services. And, you know, she still took the time to, even though it was bad service, you know, to serve you somewhat. So I think 10% is still fair.
All right, that's what I'm kind of thinking, too. I think 10% is the lowest you can go, unless the waitress, like, comes up and throws the food in your face, like, literally.
Yeah, well, and we only make, like, 2-something an hour, you know? Mm-hmm. And so 50 cents, you might as well just leave nothing.
God, I'm getting hungry talking about all this tipping. And then you said you work somewhere in Aggieville. I'm like, oh, God, there are a couple of restaurants I'd like to go in Aggieville right now.
Oh, heck yeah, some barbecue ribs. Oh, yeah. Mm. That'd be a great breakfast.
Yeah. Hey, I've been up for like 4 hours now, so that would be a good breakfast for me.
Oh, that's true.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I think she was going to make some kind of joke at me there at the end. I cut her off. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Hey, what do you think about bad tipping?
Waitress probably 17 years now, and I believe in the 2-penny tipping rule. For the most part, if they're good, there's like a baseline of 15. I don't normally go over 20% just because I don't. But if I have a server that's really, really bad, I tend to, you know, understand when things go wrong. But, I mean, if they're just genuinely bad and they just should not be waitressing or waitering or whatever, we leave them 2 cents, because that shows them that we're not tightwads, but that they definitely did something wrong.
All right, yeah, you get a point across there, but really, that low of a tip?
Yep. It's got to be pretty bad for me to not understand. But
okay.
I mean, if it's just the waitress, you know, they're crabby and they're taking it out on you, and you know they're doing it to all their tables, and it's not just that they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been at restaurants where they've only had, you know, 3 tables, and they're standing at the waitress station talking about what they did last night.
Yeah.
And you know, I think 2 cents in that situation is definitely appropriate.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
So, no problem. Have a good morning.
See you. 2 cents. I'm just wondering, like, is someone going to just go crazy sometime and just be like, I got 2-cent tip? And, you know, I mean, that's terrible. I mean, you're telling me, yeah, you probably shouldn't be a waitress anymore, but isn't that 2 cents? Mm. They still put some kind of effort out there that they're not getting paid for by the restaurant that you have to pay them for. I still say my idea for a restaurant called Do Not Tip is a beautiful idea. You pay the waitresses and the waiters good, and that's factored into the cost of the food. And then if the waiter or waitress is habitually terrible, they get canned. Isn't that a novel? Isn't that a good idea?
It could work.
Maybe. I don't know. I've had that one for a while. I just don't know if it'll take. Hey, then what do you think about bad tipping?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Bad tips. First of all, adequate. Could you cut that down a little bit? We don't want to feed that. But I think this is what I know. I'm a professional server. You know, coffee, tea, or me.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's adequately speaking. Ask Jerry Ann Landers or Miss Eloise or whatever. One of them, 15% gratuity.
Uh huh.
And I can spell it too. Gratuity. 15%. Waitresses, and it's just odd that I just picked a meal application. I'm fixing to go to work at an establishment over here that stays open 24 hours, 7 days a week, 24/7. So come get some good service or coffee, tea, or me. But anyway, 15% gratuity. Waitresses normally start out held years ago.
So wait, what are you saying? 15% is as low as you can go?
No, 15 to be fair, be it good service, bad service.
You just get 15% no matter what?
15% gratuity, see, because waitresses are no one makes lower than a waitress or waiter or whatever. They only start out at years ago at Waffle House. The Big Yellow Flag.
Yeah.
And on the East Coast, I started out at $2.16.
Yeah, I think it hasn't changed that much since then.
$2.16. But see, also see, and people don't understand that. But see, the law says that you have to, if your tips plus $2 or whatever you start out at.
Yeah.
This is what your paycheck gives you. If it don't equal up to minimum wage, then the employer has to put in the extra, and the tips are also taxed.
Okay.
I would suggest,
so that's
you
the
know,
etiquette, huh? That's the etiquette.
I understand when it's someone that just, sorry, because I was just in an establishment, never did get my decaf this morning.